visible.
No.
And except in casual comments or remarks from Baba, we were able to gather. So when Baba touched a bird, or he had his, you know, Baba kept a number of pets. There were dogs and cats and pigs and peacocks and everything, anything you could name. And because they were in the vicinity of Baba, because Baba touched them, or because they came into Baba's orbit of being, and Baba once said about the dogs, Mastan and Peter, that in the next form they would be human, and not only ordinary human, but inclined towards the spiritual way. Can you imagine that giving? And Baba just, you know, nonchalantly, casually said that, but we can't even take it in, what that giving is. Or when we were in Agra during our Blue Bus tour, one of the places we stopped at in Agra, and we usually would find either an injured animal or a bird that has fallen from its nest or is wounded by a child's catapult or something. So we found this hoopoe, this woodpecker that it has stripes on his body and a fan on his head. It's a hoopoe. So we found him, a wounded hoopoe, in the grounds of the place we had stopped at. So naturally we brought it in, we tied up his leg, which was broken, and we fed it. And first of all, as soon as it was possible, we took it to Baba. And Baba held it in his hands and caressed it. And this has happened many, many times with different birds and different animals in Mehrazad or in any place. So when we would bring the bird that we had rescued, Baba would pet it. Now this hoopoe, we thought, was getting better. So the next day when Baba came over from the men mandali, he was sitting, and we said, "Look, Baba, look, the hoopoe is so much better." Oh, Baba asked after the bird. Baba first said, "How is the bird?" They said, "Baba, he's much better. He even walks now, he hops along." And so we put it a little distance away to show, to demonstrate how it would hop. And that bird just hopped, hopped, hopped straight to where Baba's feet were, where Baba was sitting, and dropped it right at his feet. He must have had internal injuries that we didn't know of. But just at that moment, and there were others in the room, it hopped straight to Baba. And Baba said, "You all have no idea how fortunate this bird is, that the next form it will take will be human, because of the way it died at Baba's feet." Another bird, Baba said the same thing about my voice.
But we can never imagine, you see, Albert, as to just a bird, the next form being human.
That's right.
We take it so casually now, you see. Yeah. Just a word comes, you see, well, the bird died at Baba's feet, and the next form will be human form. But if we were to know, realize, see, and go through the innumerable species, the incarnations, yes, the forms in the passage of time, it would be something gigantic, you see. And this is just a casual boon, you see. It's just because he's the Lord of his creation. A bird becomes a human form. It takes a human form next time.
The human mind is really not equipped.
Of course not. It's not
assimilate such depth of the meaning of life and the purpose of life, transmission of consciousness.
How can it be? It has its limitations. Human mind is not only its limitations, but it is because of the human mind that we are bound by limitations. It is the mind that keeps us within limitations. We are limitless, we are infinite, because of the mind that we have, it is within limitations. But the beauty of it is that it is this limited mind, the mind that has created limitations within the unlimited and the infinite now, so to say, is the one that gives us the inkling that we are infinite, that we are without limits, that we are limitless, that we can realize our true self, that we can understand, you see, the advent, that we can bear witness to the advent. We can believe, we can have convictions through our mind itself. So see the double game the mind can play.
But this giving of Baba, this bounty, this grace, this compassion, is I think his real silence. It is not, his silence was not just that he did not speak, but this silent giving to the few, to the many, to the humans, to the animals, to the all creation, and only now and then just a glimpse of it we would catch by a remark like that. To us that was really Baba's silence, and the depth of it is unfathomable. And Baba would talk a lot about anybody else's giving. That's the beauty of it. Baba would say, look, with so much love, she has brought this. Sometimes he would even praise us. Oh, you have done a lot for me. I'm very pleased. No one could do what you have done. But that was very rare. And as Rana says, when he said these things, we were a bit nervous because we knew something bigger for us to do was coming along. So we were happier and much more at home when Baba was taking us right and left, or saying we were nothing but junk and broken down furniture, and he didn't know why he was putting up with us. But when he... Yeah. But that was for his work. But sometimes, and he would really say to it love when he said it, that yes, you've done so much, and but that was rare. And then at that time we'd all be a little uncomfortable and look at each other. Now what's coming? But his giving is.
But in many expressions, one can see the amount of love and compassion and tenderness that's evident.
It is the whole of it. Everything, it is because of his love for us, because of his compassion, because of his grace. And I'll tell you an amusing incident that portrays grace in a small measure to our limited vision. Somebody said, Baba, you say about your grace, when your grace falls, you see, this will happen and I will be this and I'll be God realized. Now why don't you give me that grace? And Baba laughed and said, but that wouldn't be grace. Do you know the meaning of grace? Grace has just to come, to flow. It may not even be to someone who deserves or not deserves. A grace is a thing that's just comes out. Like a spring, a source, from the very source. But one day, I will tell you a little incident. Somebody wrote from Pune. He was, there was a family from Israel, and they were in Pune, and the boys became friendly with Baba's twin nephews. And they went to their home, and then seeing Baba's picture going into Baba's room, they were quite drawn, and they would take darshan there and say the aarti and everything. And they began to write to Baba. And one of them wrote, the younger brother wrote for the first time and said, wrote to Baba that he was out of a job, that they were trying their best, but he couldn't get a job. And, well, it was just desperately needed. And he signed himself. So Erich was reading out that letter to Baba. And he said, yours lovingly, Moses. It was a young boy, about 21, and his name was Moses. And that tickled Baba so much, he spontaneously sort of chuckled and said, he pointed out a big long beard. He said, Moses?
Yeah.
But he was pleased.
Yeah.
And you could see a bit of that grace when Baba said, all right, I give him. He wants whatever he wants. He said, that job. He wants the job. All right. And almost by, there was not even 2 days in between, another letter came and said, Baba, by your grace, I got a job. And it was so unexpected. And you know, all the things that he described were just coincidences. But he got the job. And simply because Baba was pleased. And what made it so was because his name was Moses.
Of course, there's no record of that letter. No record of that letter.
mean, yes, 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 I'm sure, yes. Yes. Another time Baba was amused by the name Moses was when we were in Kashmir once. And Baba said, all right now, we were to have an outing. And we would walk along the streets. And then we could do some shopping. So we didn't know what to shop. There was nothing we were thought of anything special. But then we decided in the end, all right, Mara said, we'll get a nice walnut wood frame, a photo frame to put Baba's picture in. So when the shop we chose and went in had a big board outside, and the name of the shop was Suffering Moses. And Baba said, this is the shop, let's go in here. It amused him so much. And sure enough, the right frame was in that shop. Huh?
Beard.
Shrade.
Huh?
In Cannes,
in
Shrade, Baba took the
part of Moses. Ah, you say it. I don't remember that. Rana reminds me how in Cannes, when we were in 1937. And in the evenings, Baba would have us play charades. Some of us women on one side and some the other, we'd come and turn Norina and all of us. And Baba took part in the charades at time. And the part he took was of Moses. And what did they make the beard out of?
Norina's black lace.
Yes, Norina had a black lace piece. And she fixed that up. And Baba had that for his beard. And he came out as Moses in the charades. Oh, this is delightful.